I'm introing this show. This is my show.
That's right. I'm sorry. You go.
Welcome to Talking Sidecast. I'm your host, Kyle Von Kubik. This is the post show for Sidecast. And you might be wondering, where the hell's Sidecast been? Well, that's why I'm here. And I have a guest, a very special guest, one of the eight members of Sidecast, Mel. Mel, thank you for coming on the inaugural episode of Talking Sidecast.
Thanks for having me on. I can't believe that you would have me on first. I feel so special right now.
Yeah, you're usually regulated to speak last.
Well, and then everyone speaks over me. So I speak last, and then everyone. So what do you think, Mel? Well, I blah 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 blah. So yeah. It works. I'm used to it. It's fine.
Well, thank you very much for coming on. But before we get started, before we dive deep into the inner workings of Sidecast, I just got to get a few sponsors out of the way. This episode's sponsored by Poplar Wood. Hey, is that pine? No, it's poplar. Poplar wood. And also, OneRadTee.com. Do you like cool t-shirts? Great, so do I.
Buy
mine at OneRadTee.com. Mel, you have any experience with OneRadTee.com?
I've had a little bit of experience with OneRadTee.
Have you now?
They are excellent. One of my favorite things about OneRadTee is that they're always thinking about me and my man, and we get a lot of our apparel from there, and we can get nice, cool apparel together, but it doesn't look exactly the same. And it's always, the shipping is always on time.
The
t-shirts are the best. I'm wearing one right now. I'm wearing a Garfichu.
I was wearing one over the weekend. I'm not wearing one right now, but they are super comfortable. They're usually printed on Bella Canvas tees, sometimes on Next Level, but both of those are great brands. They got the great poly cotton radon, like that tri-blend happening, super soft. And the cool thing about these tees is that they're absolutely limited edition. We're not talking about that Ed Harley shit that makes you look like a big goofball because you got a tiger on your back. No, this stuff is produced in limited small batches, and once the design sells out, that's it. You'll never see it again. The most Kyle Von Kubik, oh shit, that's me, has ever produced of any of these tees is 50. So if you see somebody else wearing one of these t-shirts, you're a part of an exclusive club. And I bring up club because, yes, this is actually, speaking of inaugural, this is the first design, part of the Hot Blooded Challengers Club series, which will be a whole series of designs, I hope, and apparel that is all retro game inspired. In the past, I've done this with arcade games, with the Arcado series. There was Arcado and then there was Arcado Returns, both in the Yoko and Tate modes, or vertical and horizontal, if you're, you know, a layman like myself.
Yes, like me. Some of us noobs who have just joined the club.
Yes, the Hot-Blooded Challenger series is going to dive deep into all video games, but of yesteryear, of course. We're talking about the 32-bit, 16-bit, and 8-bit eras. So your Nintendos, your Segas, maybe your 3DOs. We'll see where it goes. But this new t-shirt that you can find at OneRadTee.com is called Monster Smash. And there's four A's in Smash if you're an Earthbound fan like myself. This represents 31 different video games by cherry picking the most interesting villains from 31 different retro games, as suggested by maybe you, the listener. I reached out to my followers on social media, across social media, and I said, hey, what's your favorite villain in a video game? What's your favorite baddie? Well, I got 31 suggestions. I put them all in one design, and you can check it out at OneRadTee.com. Now, Mel, this program isn't just about OneRadTee.com, although we did have to give our sponsor some time. I do have some questions to ask you, particularly about your fellow co-hosts. Why are they all men? It's 2019. Do you think they should transition?
Well, I mean, is gender really something that can be defined in the 21st century? I mean, are they all really men, or are they just Matt, Capcom, and Keith?
I don't even know how to answer that. I feel like I'm waist deep in a kiddie pool right now.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it is what it is. I personally try to stay in touch with the feminine side of the podcast, so I think it's important to have a female be in touch with the feminine side. And
let me go on record by saying that I, in fact, do think it's 2019. I don't know what they're afraid of. Yeah. They should just take the plunge and go for it.
You know how Matt is with women, though. I mean, come on. Everyone knows.
You got to get Ralph back on the line. He'll tell you how to handle women.
Oh, those were the days. My gods.
Call back. All right. So before we go any further, I do have to acknowledge our sponsors. I feel like I'm like... like one of these right-wing AM radio people where they interrupt every 30 seconds for one of their sponsors. I also have to remind our listeners that this episode is brought to you by Coasters. Hey, man, don't fuck up my coffee table. That cost me $100. Use Coasters.
Do you does One Red Tea provide coaster service?
No, they don't, but they do.
Maybe that should be a future. I think that should be a future project inclusion in, because One Red Tea, I mean, it's never just one thing that you're getting.
It's true.
A package.
It's usually just apparel, but if you prefer, you can get a poster. And there's always bonuses. If we hit certain criteria with funding, with this particular project, there's been the addition of glow-in-the-dark ink at a certain money tier. If we hit a certain funding goal, the white ink of the apparel will be, you know, UV activated or glow in the dark, if you will. And then at another certain funding tier, we're going to give away some enamel pins. Now, is that likely to happen? Well, as of right now, we are 3 days away. If you're listening to this right now, we might even be just 2 days away. But we're 90% funded. Of the $1,275 we're looking for, we've already accumulated $1,160. So we're doing real well. Nice. We need two people to swing in with the $60 combo package, which will get you a tee or tank if you prefer, and hoodie. Well, that's right. This is the first time ever I'm doing a hoodie, and it's a very cool hoodie to kick off the Hot-Blooded Challenger series. The front of the hoodie actually has the Hot-Blooded Challengers Club logo on it and the chest pocket. And then on the back, the full back, you'll see this cool Monster Smash design. And it's something, again, I hope to continue. But this isn't just a show about OneRadT.com, although I would implore you to please go and check that site out. We do have other sponsors. The other sponsor of this episode, Sheetrock. Hey, man, you got to hang something on that wall. Why don't you try Sheetrock? Now, Mel, I have another question for you in regard to the show.
Yeah. Oh, excellent.
Johnny Capcom, mm-hmm. Where does he get off, okay? Where does he get off being so goddamn well-read? This guy, he reads books, he's seeing films, he's into religion and philosophy. He knows shit. Where does he get off knowing shit?
Yeah, I don't know. He's like this fucking Euro, I got free college and free healthcare, and my life is a freaking Nirvana sort of vibe thing going, you know, it's all fine, you uptight weirdos.
It really just it grinds my gears.
Well, and I mean, you know, there's that whole like xenophobic factor with him. So, I mean, it's so icky. It's like, I know there's other white people in the world, but that accent, man. Ugh. Well,
I appreciate.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well,
I appreciate the honesty, and I have a lot more questions for you that I hope to get many more controversial answers from. But first, let me just real quick talk about our sponsors. This episode is brought to you by Atumwa. Are you going to visit there? You shouldn't. Atumwa. And also, OneRadT.com, of course, where you can find this luxurious set of apparel. For, like I said, for $60, you can get a T-shirt and hoodie. But let's say you're not a hoodie person, or, hey, it's summer, I don't even want to think about it. $18. $18 with free shipping to the continental U.S. You get a T-shirt or tank.
You know my favorite thing about dealing with One Red Tea always is?
What's that?
It's the colors. It's the uniqueness of the apparel that I can get when I'm at OneRadT.com looking. It's not the same old boring T-shirt. Oh, look, I've got this, you know, symbol and a thing. And I mean, you can get gray and you can get black, but I've gotten bright orange with green spray paint colors, and I've gotten it's awesome.
I try to make the color choices as garish as possible, but in a good way. This tee is the first tee and hoodie This is the first hoodie ever.
Hype train in the background.
I love that train.
You hear it going by.
That's not a sponsor of the show.
That is the hype. No, but it is the hype train when you talk about One Rad Tee. It's the hype train.
Monster Smash is the first design I'm doing on a black tee. Some people asked for it. I made it happen. I like accommodating the people who support the projects. And that's something to keep in mind as well. You know, if you have a size requirement, if you need an extra small, if you need a 3XL, we're going to make it happen, because every shirt that you back is made for you. It's bespoke, if you will. So
bespoke is such a good, that's almost like,
that's some John hipster shit. That, we're laying some hipster
shit. Did John give you that? Did Capcom give you
that? No, he didn't. But while we're talking about hipster shit, let me remind everybody about our sponsor for this episode, PBR in a can. Are you a hipster or just broke? It doesn't matter. PBR in a can. So back to the design. Just because it's on a black shirt doesn't mean it's not interesting. I did do something different with this design. I wanted to emulate the look of playing video games on a CRT display. You know, you see these retro gamers, and they're digging through dumpsters. They're going on the side of the road. They're hunting down CRT displays at their thrift store because they want that feel that they had when they were a child. And it wasn't scan lines. It was blurriness. So what I did with this design was I offset cyan and magenta in either direction to give it this sort of pseudo CRT blur, but also it's got like this faux cyan magenta 3D look about it. I really dig it. I hope you dig it too. You can check it out at oneradtee.com. Now, back to the questions. Mel, the next question I have for you in regards to SciCast and its host, where does Keith get off? He's got these handsome looks, these doe eyes, this hair. Where does he get off making me question my own sexuality? I mean, really, it grinds my gears. And I look at pictures of him, and I'm like, screw this guy, because I want to.
You know, if I had a dime or a nickel for every time someone said that to me about him. And it's really right now, because, you know, he's, of course, larger than life, but he's got this George Clooney silver hair thing going on.
He's like a silver fox.
That's it.
Or like
you
a silver
it.
Hawk. Remember that show? It was great.
Yeah, I remember that show.
Let me remind everybody about our sponsors for this episode. This show is sponsored by Legos at Night. Oh, shit, what did I just step on? Legos at Night. And also, OneRadTee.com. That, by the way, if you're in a relationship like myself or Mel, there is a package there for you at OneRadTee.com if you want to hop on board the Monster Smash train. Check out the Monster Smash for Lovers combo, where you can get two of everything. That's two posters, two sweatshirts, and that's a full zip hood. That's nice. It's not just one of these pullover hoodies. It's zip up hoodie. So you can use it during the spring or during the summer when it's a little cool outside as your jacket. You throw it in the back of the car. It's always there for you to hug you and keep you nice and warm. So you get two t-shirts, two hoodies, and two signed posters for $125. Now you're like, oh, $125, that's a lot. Well, one, it's free shipping. And two, if you do the math, you're actually saving a few bucks.
So, Cube, if you bought your own merch and the lovers package, maybe you'd have some leverage for Keith. You might want to throw in some special edition art, which is one of my favorite features of the OneRadTee.com apparel campaigns that I've been a part of a lot of them, not all of them, but I have some
There's always
unique
surprises in those packages.
Yeah,
right?
There are.
Whether it's in the past, what I've done was I've announced after we've hit our goal that 5 or 10 variant tees are going to be randomly dispersed to people. And I believe Mel actually received one of the limited edition Ephemeraso tees that are very popular.
It's one of my favoriteest things in the world.
So Ephemeraso was an original design. It wasn't based on retro gaming. You can check out all my artwork at obeycube.com. And you can spell cube with a K or a C. It doesn't matter. It'll come to me where it belongs, and you can check out all my artwork on Instagram and Twitter and whatnot, at ObeyCube. That's ObeyKube for those social media outlets. You got the yellow Ephemeraso. Now, Ephemeraso was available in purple and gray tees, but you got a yellow one. Let me tell you something. anytime somebody sees that yellow tee that doesn't have it, they want it. I should have done it in yellow.
They should. They did. I think that there was a little bit of debate. I think maybe that was one of the years that it was an early start to OneRedTee.com doing really bolder colors on the shirts. Because you did a lot of bold colors on the art for a long time, but then you were like, wow, I really want to play with this one. Ephemeriso was a really special one because it wasn't necessarily retro game right there, but it was, it's
your art. Got a vibe about it, yes.
No, but your art has, because of your experiences, your art has this wonderful way of accompanying whether it's a life experience or a bunch of arcade villains. And it's your stuff and it's wonderful. And
it, because
I
of
mean,
my,
you guys just,
my,
real quick, don't let the sponsors fool you. This is a really, really cool, humble guy, guys. And this is a really, really hardworking artist.
Yeah. How do you think I got all these sponsors?
He doesn't just know how to sell. He knows how to work. Okay.
If you're still listening.
Oh, are we recording?
I hope so. I hope
yes,
so this
we
time.
We are. Yes.
All right. Now back to the questions. Time. Back to the questions. Again, controversial. Hoping not to ruffle too many feathers. But again, this is talking sidecast. So the fans want to know. Where does Matt get off? All right. Where does he get off being such a nice dude? All right. Like I met this guy at Mohegan Sun, and never in my life, and this is the God honest truth, never in my life have I felt more welcomed by an individual than I did by Matt that day. Where does he get off being so nice? Because if you look at him in a picture, you're gonna be like, this is a biker guy. This is a guy who's in Hell's Angels. He's gonna dunk my head in piss. And let me tell you something.
Hide your kids, right?
I didn't get my head dunked in piss. Where does he get off? Where does he get off not dunking people's head in piss?
I don't know. He walks around looking like that guy, and then, you know, you sit down with him and he's the nicest motherfucker ever. Sweetest person, would give you the enormous shirt off his back.
Unbelievable. The nerve.
I don't know. He's really making the rest of us look kind of bad. And I'm not sure that we should keep putting up with it. But he's so nice that I'm not really sure how to be mean to him in return.
Well, let me remind everybody that this show is sponsored by Pollen. Why are my eyes so fucking itchy? Pollen. And also... OneRedTee.com. If we haven't hammered you down enough, all kidding aside, I love all the people who are involved in Sidecast. They're all great people, and they're all great about helping and supporting me get these projects out to you. And we're a small, close-knit community. The reason why I'm kicking off this Hot Blooded Challengers Club is because we're going to create a club. There's going to be information about it. If this is funded, if this is successful, when people get their packages, they're going to find out more information about that club and what it's about. And I hope to grow it into a bigger and bigger community with cool people just like Mel and Bob, who was not brought up, or Chris, or even Scott Meany. I'll let him in.
Oh, wow.
I actually agree with Scott Meany on a lot of things he says on the show. I don't want to ruffle too many feathers, but that's true. Johnny Capcom, wonderful individual. And honestly, I see him once a year in person, obviously because of location, but is probably one of my closest friends.
Same.
Keith, fantastic individual. Matt, fantastic individual. I love you guys. I really appreciate you helping me propagate this. I wish I came on the show more often. I wish the show was out a little bit more often. I wish my life wasn't so hectic. And I'm sure you guys are all experiencing the same thing too. But I just wanted to thank all of you for helping to get this out there.
And I would like to say this, is that you couldn't support a better person doing better art with a better work ethic and a better mind. I just love being friends with you guys. Like, I'm glad that there's a Hot Blooded Challengers Club out there, because I think that if you get nothing else from watching
I was watching it the other day.
I would, you know, I might watch us because we're kind of a goofy, quirky group of people that would be funny. If you had the right sense of humor, it could be interesting.
Yeah.
But regardless,
if John,
we love
whipping out his piece during the Skype calls. We get it. You're not cursed. Okay. Irish guy got something to prove.
I mean, you know, we all have our insecurities and... Life's just funny. It's, you know, I mean, at least he knows not to use the Xbox key. So. In And with that said, you guys, I'm not even kidding. Support this project. It's a wonderful, wonderful project. Person. Support OneRadTee.com. Go on there. Jump on. You still have time. If you're listening to this right now, you've probably still got somewhere between 48 and 24 hours to jump in there. There's a lot of special fun tiers if we get over the goal there. So I'm down to smash on through there.
Yeah. And before we do go, I just have to wrap it up. One last sponsor for the show. A Mary Jane candy. Who the fuck eats this shit? Mary Jane candy. Thank you, Mel, very much for being on the first episode of, and hopefully last episode of Talking Sidecast. I'm your host, Kyle Von Kubik. Please like, subscribe, hit that bell, and keep on listening to Sidecast.
Thank you very much. I am at MelGurry8, and you guys follow Cube at ObeyCube. He said it earlier. All over the place. Thanks for listening. Thanks for including me in the inaugural episode.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. It's almost like we did it twice.
It's almost like that. But it's like I was hearing my own voice in my head the first time. So anyway, we're going to get out of here. OneRadTee.com.
Go there.
Go there now. Good night, bitches.